Hey, New Life Church. Have you ever overslept your alarm and awakened only to realize that you had a very small amount of time to prepare for where it was that you needed to be? Well, in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus explains a parable that has everything to do with being prepared, and he uses the setting of a Jewish wedding to tell the story. Now, if we're looking at an Eastern culture moment, remember that we've got to look through the Eastern culture lens, and a Jewish wedding looked nothing like a modern times Western wedding, right? A Jewish wedding was often a feast and celebration that could last up to 7 days of length, and it was kicked off by a moment where the bridegroom came and the bridesmaids escorted him into the ceremony. Now, the bridesmaids, similarly to Western culture, helped prepare the bride and the ceremony preparations, but unlike Western culture, they had that moment where their attention shifted from the bride and went to focus on the bridegroom. And they would carry these lamps lit with oil, and they would go out to meet the bridegroom because he would come at night, and it was a little bit of a surprise. People didn't know exactly when he was coming, but he would come, and they would go and they would light his path with their lamps, escorting him into the ceremony. And Jesus explains in this parable that there are 5 wise bridesmaids, or depending on the version that you're reading, it might say virgin. It just meant that these were unmarried women attending the bride. There were 5 who were wise, and there were 5 who were foolish. Now, the 5 who were wise, they brought extra oil for their lamps, and the 5 who were foolish didn't bring enough oil in the first place. And verse number 5 says that because the bridegroom delayed, everyone, wise and foolish, grew drowsy and fell asleep. But at midnight, someone shouted out, "Look, here comes the bridegroom," and everyone awakened. And what the 5 foolish awakened to was the reality that they did not adequately prepare for this moment. And mind you, this wasn't accidental. It was willful. They chose not to adequately prepare for this moment. And so they talk to the 5 wise virgins or bridesmaids, and they say, "Give us some of your oil." And the wise ones say, "We don't have enough oil for everyone. You need to go and buy oil and then come and join us in the ceremony." So that's exactly what they did. They went and they purchased oil, but when they returned, what they found was that the bridegroom had come and the 5 wise virgins and everyone else had already entered into the feast, and they had shut and locked the door. And they stood outside the door and they called out, "Lord, Lord, let us in." And the bridegroom called back, "I'm sorry, I tell you the truth, I don't know you." So what is it that Jesus is wanting to communicate today in a modern Western culture through this Eastern story? I believe, number 1, he is saying that our goal as followers of Jesus is to be as the wise virgins who stay prepared with a constantly repentant heart before the Lord, that we understand that our primary pursuit is of the presence of God, that we're not just to look for Jesus, but we are to long for Jesus. We are to love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. But then the foolish believe that they represent those who came with just enough oil to hang out with the bride for a little bit. They're those who have an appearance of godliness without an actual relationship with Jesus. They're those that Jesus would have said in the New Testament times, "They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." And I believe that Jesus is drawing a distinction because he is wanting us to become like the wise ones. Like, we come from a place of foolishness, of saying that I want to eat the fruit of the faithfulness without actually having a relationship to back it up. But he is asking also for us to take a look at verse number 5. Verse number 5 says that because the bridegroom delayed, all of them grew drowsy and fell asleep. And I believe right now that across the global church of Jesus, God is issuing the word, "Bride, wake up." It is time to wake up, because we don't know the hour or the day that we will meet Jesus. But as Pastor Rick says, stats are clear, 1 out of every 1 is going to die. So we're either, our physical body's gonna die and then we're gonna be face to face with Jesus, or Jesus is gonna return and then we're gonna be face to face with Jesus. And we don't know when that is gonna happen. And so the day of repentance is now. When Jesus' contemporaries taught about this, they said things like, "Repent, for tomorrow we die." there was such a focus on remaining with a heart of repentance. It was the focal point of being a follower of Jesus. It wasn't, let's do our spiritual to-do list, check them all off. It was, do I love the Lord my God with all of my heart, all of my soul, and all of my strength? Am I looking for Him or am I longing for Him? And is the pursuit of His presence the primary focus of my life? Because that is what being prepared actually looks like. So if we did an honest self-evaluation in this moment, which one do you lean more towards? Toward the one that is awakened and becomes wise, or toward the one who awakens and realizes they're not actually prepared and you don't actually have a revelation of Jesus and a relationship with Him? If that's you, if you are the one who would say, I have awakened and realized I'm not ready, then let today be the day of salvation. Here, as John the Baptist would have said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And for all of us, may we press on to be those who are pursuing the presence of God as primary in our life above everything else, our service schedules, our agendas, our jobs, our families, our entertainment, because it is Jesus first, and then we are prepared to meet Him. Amen.